2 Kings, chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, Azariah son of Amaziah king of Judah began to reign. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And Yahweh struck the king, so that he was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house. And Jotham the king's son was over the household, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham his son reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. And Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and struck him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. This was the word of Yahweh which he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your sons to the fourth generation will sit on the throne of Israel." And so it came to pass. Shallum the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned the space of a month in Samaria. And Menahem the son of Gadi went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and struck Shallum the son of Jabesh in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Shallum, and his conspiracy which he made, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem struck Tifsah, and all who were in it, and its borders, from Tirzah, because they did not open to him, therefore he struck it, and all the women in it who were pregnant he ripped up. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menahem the son of Gadi began to reign over Israel, and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. There came against the land Pul the king of Assyria, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem exacted the silver of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and didn't remain there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. And Pekah the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him, and struck him in Samaria, in the castle of the king's house, with Argob and Aria, and with him were 50 men of the Gileadites, and he slew him, and reigned in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah king of Israel came Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, and took Ijon, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and Genoa, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. And Hoshea the son of Elah made a conspiracy against Pekah the son of Remaliah, and struck him, and slew him, and reigned in his stead, in the 20th year of Jotham the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah the son of Remaliah king of Israel, Jotham the son of Uzziah king of Judah began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jerusha the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of Yahweh. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In those days Yahweh began to send against Judah, Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead.